Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he does not think North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is trying to deceive anyone by agreeing to work toward removing all nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula and vowing to pursue talks that would bring a formal end to the Korean War. Mr. Trump spoke about all of this during a meeting with reporters.
It's certainly something that I hope I can do for the world. This is beyond the United States. This is a world problem, and it's something that I hope I'm able to do for the world.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis also spoke with the media.
This is about international relations. This is about negotiations, and we will build through confidence-building measures a degree of trust if it's to go forward.
Kim and South Korean President Moon Jae-in held an inter-Korean summit on Friday, the first such meeting in 10 years. In the coming weeks, President Trump and Kim Jong-un will also be meeting. Standing alongside Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, President Trump emphasized Iran will not be permitted to build a nuclear arsenal, even if a deal intended to prevent that scenario collapses. Merkel described the deal as anything but perfect, adding it will not solve all the problems of Iran. Within hours of being sworn in as the new U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo flew to Brussels to meet with NATO foreign ministers. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg welcomed the new top U.S. diplomat.
It's great to have you here at the NATO headquarters, and it's also great to know that this is your first act in your new position.
President Trump sent Pompeo to show his support for NATO. From here, he goes to Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Jordan. This is VOA News.